Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Regreso cansado, no sé bien de qué sitio. caso siempre tienen el porqué y el por dónde. ¿Será que la distancia, será que la distancia?
Oh, wow, man. Boycott, boycott, boycott. Somebody's been boycotting the show, man. Sorry about that. Stuff happens, you know, when everything is live and direct. And this happened. So here we go. Let's try more, one more time. The same album, but a different song. Obviously, that one is Warped. So let's try something different from the same album with Alejandro Filio.
lloro por los caminos. Cinco cartas escritas se llevó el viento. Cinco pañuelos negros son los testigos de los cinco dolores que llevo dentro. Paloma ausente. Enteras mirando el cielo con un solo deseo en el pensamiento, que no le sienta herida mi palomita, la que viene fundida a los elementos. Paloma ausente. Todo se alcanza. Una que bien la tuvo salió bailando de su jardín al arco de las alianzas. Paloma ausente. Una jaula del aire viene bajando con todas sus barrotas de cal.
Eso, my amigos, that was Iyapu. I know that we got a fan club of Iyapu now in Sheffield, yeah, because I've been playing this band, oh man, for years, and every time I play, I get texts, you know, saying how good they are. Yeah, my friends. Well, you know, this week, as I said, you know, I'm not feeling too kind of cheerful, and so the subject that I was going to mention was about the expansion of Zionism. Yeah. No, but I'm not going to go into that now because we are enjoying. I know you are enjoying the music. I'm enjoying the music. And I'm enjoying the sound of the rain just outside the studio, you know? And I know for sure that you can hear outside your window, you know, the sound of the rain. And this rain is kind of like, you know, when you wish that, when you cry, you know? When you cry and then after a little bit of cry, you feel kind of relieved, you know, like relieved and kind of like, well, something off your shoulders. You know, and you feel relaxed, a little bit relaxed, you know. You feel better, you know. That's why I recommend, you know, if you feel like crying, just do it, you know. That's part of a therapy, you know, that can help you relax, you know, and you know, feel better, you know. You feel, in general, you know, don't deny it. Don't argue with me that I know everyone has gone through this, crying, situations, and after a little cry, you know, you feel better. So, when I see, I look out of the window right now, you know, the sky, the heavens crying, you know, And when I was a kid, my grandmother, very devotee, Catholic, you know, she used to say to me, you know, these angels are crying because there's so much malice in this world, you know. And I said, Grandma, but really? You know, she was telling me that somebody up there, you know, is looking out for us. You know, and the more little boys, little children, little people, you know, in general, they die, you know, the more angels there are in heaven. So whenever there's something going on here on earth where we're supposed to be living in peace and harmony, you know, those people out there, the angels who have turned into angels, they cry, and this is the tears that we hear. We feel, you know, that the tears of the angels, this is the rain. And you know, all these, you know, little stories that the people tell you, you know. And I up to this date, you know, I'm quite an old person right now. But even though I do know that it's not the angels crying, but I think that crying, the heavens is crying because of what is going on around the world. There's nothing really positive going on around the world. In fact, you know, nothing, nothing. Apart from the only positive things that we all have right now is that we can still breathe. You know, we can still breathe. We still got oxygen, you know, in the air. You can breathe. So if we look after the planet, if we look after the environment, you know, we can have this oxygen and this life, you know, in us for a long, 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 long time. And we last longer and longer and longer, you know. So, yeah, this is for me. It's like when you're cleaning a window, when you're cleaning something, you know, you use water. Exactly. So we're cleaning the heavens now. They're cleaning the world. They're cleaning the planet. So this is what it is. This is how I take it. That's why, not just that reason, yeah, but now that I've done that, I think about it, you know, that could be another reason why I like the rain so much. Because after the rain, you know, you can see the ground, you know, in the summertime, for example, when it rains, you know, after the rain, you can see like kind of the steam coming out from the earth, like the earth saying, thank you very much, you know, I appreciate what you just did for me. I needed that. I needed a bit of nutritious element, you know, that you're giving me, and which is the water. And that is beautiful. You know, that is a great stuff, you know, that I'm mentioning right now. You know, think about it. You know, when the skies rain, when the rain comes down, it's because somebody up there saying, right, enough is enough. Now we're going to clean the planet for a while, you know. So here we go. Boom, rain. Rain, 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 rain now. And I think it's a lot of malice going on right now because it hasn't stopped raining for the last two days, in fact. You know, it started yesterday or the day before yesterday in certain regions. And it's been going on for quite a while, non-stop. So can you imagine how much malice there is in this world? The brutality in Gaza Strip. The brutality against Lebanon right now. The brutality against Yemen. The brutality against Afghanistan. Brutality everywhere. Bullying by the fascists, Zionists, and capitalists, imperialists who want to take us to hell, put us underground, and they want to own everything. So lots of malice. That is why the heavens are crying right now. The heavens are crying, and it's crying for 3 days right now. So can you imagine how much malice there are? And all the people around the world, you can think about this, you know, what I'm saying right now. And, you know, probably you can call me crazy, you can call me nuts. I haven't had no drugs. I have no drink, nothing. It's just natural, you know. If we sit down on our armchair with all the lights out and everything in the darkness and close our eyes and think about what is going on in this world, you know, it's very easy for us to control our own heads, our own minds, you know. Don't let those people on the front of on the television, the radio, the newspapers go around preaching and telling you, this is it, this is that. No, 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 no. You can figure it out by yourself. You find out, you get the knowledge, you know, and then you do it yourself. And the natural thing, the obvious thing, which is, I was just saying the other day, the obvious is disappearing, you know. It's the obvious. You know, when people say, right, oh, yeah, Putin is having a war against Ukraine, you know, killing lots of people, blah, 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 right? 7th of October, you know, Hamas, you know, killed all these people there, blah, blah, blah. But think about it. Why are all these things happening, you know? If you kind of go back in your head and think, why is this happening? There must be a reason. There cannot be no reason for things to happen. There's always a reason for things to happen, you know? The sky is cloudy, you know, so that's the reason for rain, you know. It's cold. That's the reason for maybe winter, you know. It's the obvious. That's what I was saying. The obvious is dying. Why the 7th of October? Because it's the result, the retaliation, the defense of these people against what's been happening to them since 1947. Right? Now, Ukraine, Putin and Ukraine, you know, he doesn't want the biggest enemy outside his door. So he asked the neighbor, hey, neighbor, you know what, you know, how about, you know, just say no to these guys, you know, we wouldn't like them to be around here because there's always trouble with them. But that guy, that neighbor's being used, you know. So anyway, there's always a reason for things to happen. Okay, think about that. Mauricio, on Latino Dimes, on the, what's the date today? Let me tell you what's the date today. 30th of September, 2024, at exactly 21 minutes past 6 o'clock set. Things happen for a reason. Okay? And my reason for leaving is to see Zionism defeated. Then I will rest in peace.
Thank you. desvelos. Suaves caricias y hermosos desvelos. Suaves caricias y hermosos desvelos. Tendrás una nube y un beso ardiente de mi Dios. Ella es una nube que un beso ardiente me derritió. Ella no existe más. Ella no existe
That was Los Jaivas. I've played this band plenty of times, and every time I get a good reply from people listening. And I chose this band because it's close to the anniversary of the death of this guy, the singer who you just heard. His name was Gato Alquinta. Me and my hard rocking amigos, we met him in Nottingham, actually. They were doing a tour around Europe, maybe many years ago, in the 80s, you know. Late 80s, mid 80s, something like that. And they were playing outside at this theater in Nottingham. And we went all the way there to see them. But before these guys perform, excuse me, at the venue, what they do, they go in the streets, you know, in a square or some square somewhere, and they play, for a few minutes, you know, some songs to advertise, you know, the concert on the night. So that was a good idea that the folky groups, you know, in Latin America and Chile, for example, started to do. famous groups who were playing, say, tonight, you know, and they will be playing outside in Tudor Square or Peace Gardens, you know, to attract, you know, the audience, you know, to come to the show. Anyway, that was Los Jaivas. And what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play you one more song with these guys, you know, and with this guy's singer, you know, his name was Gato Alquinta. Because it's been requested, actually, in the week. They requested me, requested from me some music by Los Jaivas. So I chose these two tracks because they are the tracks, you know, that can actually show the musicianship of these guys. You know, they're so good. They're so good, and good voices as well. So here we go with Mira Niñita, which is a well-known song, you know, in the Americas, because it's got a massive, massive message for everyone out there. So Mira Niñita, Los Jaivas.
Brillando en el mar, mira si el cielo y olvida ese lánguido temor que fue permanente emoción.
asombras si te digo lo que fuiste, una ingrata con mi pobre corazón, porque el fuego de tus lindos ojos negros alumbraron el camino de otro amor, porque el fuego de tus lindos ojos negros alumbraron el camino de otro amor. Amor de mis amores, reina mía, que me hiciste, que no puedo conformarme sin poderte contemplar. Ya que pagaste mal mi cariño tan sincero, lo que conseguirás que no te nombre nunca más. Amor de mis amores, si dejaste de quererme, no hay cuidado que la gente de eso no se enterará. Que gano con decir que una mujer cambió mi suerte, se burlarán de mí que nadie sepa mi sufrir. Y pensar que te adoraba ciegamente, que a tu lado como nunca me sentí, y por esas cosas raras de la vida, sin el beso de tu boca yo me vi. Y por esas cosas raras de la vida, sin el beso de tu boca yo me vi. Amor de mis amores, reina mía, que me hiciste, que no puedo conformarme sin poderte contemplar. Ya que pagaste mal mi cariño tan sincero, lo que conseguirás que no te nombre nunca más. Amor de mis amores, si dejaste de quererme, no hay cuidado que la gente de eso no se enterará. Que gano con decir que una mujer cambió mi suerte, sepa mi confesarte que todo ha terminado y tengo que dejarte. Y al llegar el momento del adiós, hagamos un convenio entre los dos, sigamos siendo amigos sin hablar más de amor. Y al llegar el momento del adiós, hagamos un convenio entre los dos, sigamos siendo amigos sin hablar más de amor. Que me duela el alma y yo te necesite, aunque me duela el alma y yo mi amor te grite. Hagamos un convenio entre los dos, repartamos la pena de este amor, que si ya como amigos jamás, jamás hablar de amor. Hagamos un convenio entre los dos, repartamos la pena de este amor, y así ya como amigos jamás, jamás hablar de amor. Que todo ha terminado y tengo que dejarte. Y al llegar el momento del adiós, hagamos un convenio entre los dos, sigamos siendo amigos sin hablar más de amor. Y al llegar el momento del adiós, hagamos un convenio entre los dos, sigamos siendo amigos sin hablar más de amor.
Ay, 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 ay pode indiferente, diferente. Essa mina tá me olhando, acho que tá dando mole. Ela tá me provocando já faz tempo. Isso não vai prestar, não vai. Ela é maravilhosa, tem um sorriso maroto. O que será que ela tá querendo? Vou chamar pra dançar. Beija minha boca, ai, 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 assim você mata o papai, ai, 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 que boca gostosa eu quero, vai, ai, 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 assim você mata o papai, ai, 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 você tá cheirosa demais.
Ô sorte! Caiu na rede é peixe, eu pego mesmo.
Me olhando, acho que tá dando mole. Ela tá me provocando já faz tempo. Isso não vai prestar, não vai. Ela é maravilhosa, tem um sorriso maroto. O que será que ela tá querendo? Vou chamar pra dançar.
Vem comigo, vem.
Vem cá, dança comigo agarradinho. Vem cá, que você vai gostar.
Tão facinho, não vou aguentar.
Keep the whole. We tread these waters.
Okay, amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show, and I want to say thank you very much to all of you for listening to Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM, and I hope that you guys are going to join me again next week. My number is 079-44-031-894. Yes, amigos, I'm going to say bye with a song dedicated to my compadre who's passed away a few years ago. This is one of his songs, favorite songs that he used to request from the program. And my compadre Giovanni Falcucci. This song is dedicated to him. Rest in peace. And we are thinking of you, compadre. You're always in our thoughts. And you will always be remembered here on earth. Until we meet again, my amigo. And until we meet again, you guys out there listening to Latino Dimes in Latino land, Latino Dimes land. Love one another and free Palestine.
Tienes algo que me puedes dar. Brillan tus encantos en mi caminar. Tuvimos una noche llena de color. Río dorado, tus ojos son la vida con nuestra mano. La vida cantaba y esta canción. Una noche de amor desesperada. Una noche de amor que sale lejos. Una noche de amor. Noche de amor que está lejos. Sigo caminando, no te veo más. Brillan tus encantos en mi soledad. Canción, una noche de amor.